loves, welcome back to my podcast. It's your girl Samantha, and welcome to episode 2 of Retentional Living, which is basically living intentionally for God with me. Thank you so much for all the love and feedback you guys gave me when I posted episode 1. I was very, very nervous when I put out that episode because it was a very they say in South Africa, short left. This was a short left in comparison to what I've been doing on this podcast. And the love I received was just amazing, guys. Like, you guys are awesome. Like, if people knew how much I appreciate everyone who takes time to look at the content I make, you guys do not understand. You guys are my hype people. So I'll be reading 2 comments that I got from people about the podcast. This one came from Vimbai Jesse, and she said, "I listened to it and I loved it. Thank you so much. It felt like you were talking to me. I needed this." And I was like, "Oh, child, really?" And then one other comment came through Instagram, and it was from Nigel Matongo, and he said, "Listening to this now, and I'm definitely enjoying it." And I was like, God, thank you. So I am super excited, and I'm planning to be making episodes that tie into like proper real life situations, because I'm here to bridge my real life experiences and how I have been handling these situations faith-based. Kali, that is not a word, but I'm inventing it here because I am Rutendo. Anyway, so today our episode is something that I learned about from, like, you know, the Urban Dictionary, where people now say there's something called Godfidence, which is basically being confident with God on your side. So I would like to bring this one to back to like parts of how I use scripture in my day-to-day life. And if you're an atheist and you're listening, some of the concepts I will be talking about, they are useful in any way. You know, I'm not trying to force my beliefs on you. I'm just telling my own story. So today we are talking about getting your confidence back. So if we go onto the Urban Dictionary, you know, and check what confidence means. I don't know if this is the Urban Dictionary or anything, but it is basically faith or belief that God will act in a right, proper, or effective way. I have confidence in the Heavenly Father. So it's basically, okay, let me read the Urban Dictionary definition too. It says, I have knowing God is in control. This is perfect. They're saying the top definition is knowing God is in control. And then there's like an example that says, I have confidence that my situation will turn out for the best. And, you know, sometimes when you are going through so many difficult experiences or situations, you tend to sometimes lose a lot, including your self-esteem or generally your confidence. So this is my guide on how to get your confidence back, because personally, I am a born-again Christian and I take my faith seriously. And, you know, sometimes you go through stuff and you genuinely feel like you are so far away from God. Trust me, that happens. Even in any praying, any prayer warrior kind of situation, there are times when you genuinely feel like you're far from like God, and you don't feel like praying, you know. And I feel like as Christians, we give ourselves a very hard time when we are going through those hard phases in life. But here, I'll be giving you some of the steps I have been taking in my life when I go through those like in the pits situations, you know. So first of all, you know, here on this podcast we start with a Bible verse because we are all about, you know, the Bible study aspect as well. So today we are reading from Jeremiah 17 verse 17, and it says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." And to beef it up, I'll add another one, which is Joshua 1 verse 9, which says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So, you know, I could end the podcast right here, because once you get that kind of assurance, trust me, guys, your back is covered all the time. And, you know, getting confidence is the best feeling anyone can get, because it's a point in your life where you are refusing to yield to fear. And fear is what translates into you losing your confidence and your self-esteem. So the thing with having confidence is not that you are shunning fear, you're throwing away that when I have confidence there is no fear, but you are allowing yourself to tell yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, that in this environment where fear is there, where there are insecurities, where there are like different situations in your life, you are choosing to have faith and you are putting fear aside. You know, it's like these things coexist in one space, but it's you choosing to put your faith in God. And we all know that faith is, you know, the belief in things not seen, which I feel like is a challenge for a lot of people. We like to give to have what I believe is quarter, 50% faith most of the time in God, because there are situations where we are like, I think I have to do this by myself. But once you blindly put everything that you believe in God, trust me, your the feeling, guys. So I'll be giving you a guide that is intertwined with my, you know, like, as I said, this is a mix of everything. So during those darker periods, our confidence tends to hit rock bottom. We hesitate and doubt ourselves. We forget who we are and what we are supposed to be doing, and every single aspect of our life and business is affected. And trust me, once you lose your self-esteem, everything else like falls apart. It's like a ripple effect, or what do they call it, a snowball effect. Because when you lose your confidence and then you lose your faith in stuff, you generally have this dark cloud hanging over you, and it affects everything about you. You don't feel happy when you're out with people. You feel like people are out to get you because you're not confident in just being yourself. And you have to realize that you are a unique product. I always, you know, call myself a limited edition. God made you uniquely to be you. There is no second version of you. Trust me. You might have people who look like you, who might look like you, but you are unique and special. And that is the first thing you need to do. You need to believe in yourself. And you know, when I was, I think I saw it in a movie, and the first time I was watching it, I was like, this is cheesy and kind of stupid. But once you start doing it, guys, it is actually a confidence booster. This is point number one. Gas yourself up, okay? So if you look in the mirror, okay, affirm yourself, bless yourself in the mirror, like, I am a blessed child of God, I am a winner, I am a warrior, I am a victor. You know, once you start that culture of talking to yourself, you know, you are putting positive things in your spirit, because we do not realize the power of words. As I was saying earlier in the first episode, I had a long time. I suffered this mental body dysmorphia thing because someone said something to me. And it's unfortunate that our brains tend to regurgitate on words that we are told. We keep on processing and processing and processing till you create like a thousand conspiracies about something that was said to you. So the first thing is cultivate positivity in yourself, by yourself. Don't wait for people to tell you stuff, okay? For me personally, I use Bible verses. Like sometimes when I'm walking out of my door, actually I need to do that. I forgot. I wanted to print, you know, the prayer of, you know, wearing the armor of Christ, you know. So sometimes you can be like, I'm wearing I don't want to misquote, so I will not say it, but you know the one where you say the breastplate of Nantka Nantka, yeah, that one. You can stick it on your door or put it like on your wall every day. Affirm yourself that you are walking in God's protection, in God's confidence. Or for me personally, also, you know, if you listen to gospel music, there's a song that came out last year called The Blessing by Elevation Worship and Kerry Job, and it goes, the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be Yo, I don't want to cook the lyrics, but that song is powerful, guys. You can, I don't know, you can sing it to yourself every day, because when you go to, let me Google the lyrics because I don't want to give you people the wrong thing, but I always sing that song. It's unfortunate that because I'm recording, I am forgetting some of the lyrics, and it's an extract from a Bible verse actually, but then it says, the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you, because he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. Guys, if you speak those words to yourself every day, it's like you're beefing yourself up with heavenly, like, security, guys. And trust me, keep on affirming yourself. Something changes in you. You feel confident even in situations where you doubt yourself. I do that a lot, and I learned it from my mother. When I feel like sick, I used to listen to my mother. I'd be like, yo, this woman is going crazy. But you know, my mother, when she's like, I have a headache, she'd be like talking to herself, and she'd be like, the devil should leave me, get out of my head, I am not sick, like, sickness is not my portion. It sounds crazy and cheesy when people are doing it, but guys, something changes in you because you are inviting God's presence in your life, in everything. So that is the first thing. You know, this first point is super long, but start by cultivating positivity in yourself. So the next point is, if you have a vice or a weakness, try to break from that weakness. And it kind of sounds off, but when you manage to find something that triggers your self, like your low self-esteem, and you know it's something you enjoy, you need to let go of that. I think that will tie into point number three, because point number three on my list is to consider sometimes getting off social media, because I believe this podcast is mainly being listened to by, you know, I'm a 2000, I'm a 1919, I'm a 1980, and everybody around, you know. Sometimes, actually most times, you need to evaluate whether you really do need some of the social networks we are on. Like, real talk, guys. For me, I started doing social media sabbaticals last year, because last year was I started doing social media sabbaticals like late 2019, because I was going through a very difficult time, because it was the period when I had just moved from Zimbabwe, which was March 2019, and I could not go home December 2019. And then into 2020, Corona came. So my mind was going through such a very, like, a very difficult time, and even praying that time was difficult for me. I lost my self-confidence, you know, I lost my confidence. I was tired all the time. I could not pray, I could not open my Bible, you know. So everything about me was just tired. Even if you look at some of my projects on YouTube and like on other spaces, I was just generally not myself. People who know me know that I am someone who is always on my toes because I like making myself work all the time. So when that was happening, I took a step back. I remember that time I just, like, I felt tired, but I was just like, God, today I need to talk to you. This is the ghetto, you know? Like, I don't want to be here. I want to be in a better place spiritually. So I took time off social media, and knowing myself and everyone who knows me, I love being on social media, guys. Yo, my phone. I was a slave to my phone most of the time. Right now, I've managed to create a pacing kind of thing. There are times when I feel like I'm also overindulging, but I found a way of capping my usage of social media, because sometimes there's so much noise going into your head that you need to cut off. Too many people are giving you opinions about your life, which don't even matter. The only person who's supposed to have an opinion about you is your creator, guys. How can you believe and have headaches in your life because someone who did not even create you chose to say something about you? Because someone who didn't even create you wore something better than you? Because someone is showing their property or their style, their swag? Guys, you know, even coveting something is a sin. So that's where that Bible verse says, that says, if something causes you to sin, take it off or cut it off. That's why I'm saying sometimes you need to put a cap on this, on your vices, because sometimes some people are not even on social media, but their vices may be like maybe cars or clothes. It's different, but everyone knows their weak point, where the self-doubt or the low self-esteem creeps in. So you need to consider if you really need those things in your life. Then accept that perfection doesn't exist. Hallelujah. No one is perfect, guys. No one. Even in the Bible, Jesus called those people who were about to stone that woman and said, whom amongst you is clean? And then they can stone this person. But no one came forward, because we all know that we fall short of the glory of God. But our God is a forgiving Father. We need to accept that perfection is just a state of, I don't know, it's something that we were forced to think that it exists, but it doesn't. So stop making yourself suffer when you cannot reach targets at some things, you know. It happens. You just need to be able to process it differently. You can look at your board and be like, how do I approach the situation differently? I went through something similar when I was looking at my YouTube. You know, sometimes I'm like, these numbers are not doing it. And then I go into the pit and I'm like, I don't want to do YouTube anymore. Because sometimes you're like, I wish people could see the effort. But it's not about that, it's about how you feel after completing something. Perfection does not exist, guys. It doesn't exist. You need to be content with yourself, in your beauty, in your beautiful mess, because we are all beautiful messes. But these beautiful messes create something more beautiful once we embrace those messes, guys. So the next one for me, it was to stop buying stuff that I didn't need. Yo. As I said earlier on in episode 1, I am a hoarder. I am confessing, I am a hoarder. I like to buy things that I don't even need. And it's not that I buy expensive things anyway. I buy cheap things. Yo, that's the problem. My father used to always say, this child. Yo. So sometimes you need to stop relying on your coping mechanism. For me, it's the hoarding and the eating. Because, yo, I like my food, guys. I like it. It's an easy trap to fall into. And we think buying new things will help lift our mood, but we're just keeping ourselves on a treadmill, one that keeps us running when all we want to do is relax our minds, our spirits, you know. Why am I trying to feed this thing, yet I can face the actual problem? That is the thing. So you need to stop going to your like coping mechanisms. You need to look at the issue, the cause of you losing your confidence, you know. Stop it. Stop going back to your coping mechanisms. Stand up. Pray. Ask God for guidance. You know, sometimes when you don't even feel like praying, when you feel tired, it helps to listen to worship music. That music sets your mind or your spirit on a better mood, because the words that are being sung carry a lot of weight. So I really recommend listening to worship music. Even when you feel like you don't want to pray, just, sorry about that, listen to the music. Sing along with the music, because you are proclaiming with the song at the same time. I don't think people understand the power of the word, of the tongue, guys. What you say out of your mouth manifests once you say it out with so much, you know, just believing. You can say, God, I am blessed. I am rich. I am Nanduka. I am Nanduka. And then it materializes, because you are putting out things. You are creating with your tongue. So the moment you refuse to proclaim nice things about yourself, or you don't feed yourself with that worship music, you are creating this toxic environment where you're like, I don't want to pray. I am not going to listen to worship music. Or I you feel, just try and take a step up. That's all I'm saying. The next point is limit your exposure to negativity. It all comes back to social media and your vices. If you know social media makes you, like, it triggers you, stop it. Surround yourself with the positive things in your life. For me, I surround myself with my family, my friends, my special people around me, because those people know me and they know me for who I am. I will not take opinions from people who have never met me in my life, and they are just making my spirit sad and sad and sad. So it's basically about you kind of evaluating your circle of influence. Who do you choose has an opinion about your life? Who do you choose to keep in your close circle? Those things, they matter, because once you allow yourself to be surrounded by people you do not even trust, people who do not add anything to your life, it's not even about being surrounded by prayer warriors all the time. There are people who do small things. They are sent into your life by God for those small things. And sometimes we don't even realize that we have these people in our lives until you have pushed them so far out in your circle. And then you realize you've surrounded yourself with these fake toxic people, that you realize, like, oh my God, I lost genuine people who cared about me, because you do not understand how God works. God works in mysterious ways, and He uses some of the people you didn't even expect to send a message in your life. So always remember that your circle of influence plays a big role in your confidence, in how confident you are in your faith, you know. Then next is, these are like ways of just picking up your confidence, your self-esteem. Sign up yourself for a challenge. You can just challenge yourself to step out of your comfort zone, because comfort brings a lot of monotony, and you feel like there's no growth or you're stunted. But once you try something fresh, something new, it rejuvenates your spirit, it rejuvenates your mind, and you're like, maybe I can try ABC. For me, sometimes I challenge myself. I want to read my Bible like 30 minutes before I go to bed. Sometimes I'm like 5 minutes and then I'm already falling asleep. But then maybe you can challenge yourself. I just want to do a 30 minutes before bed challenge to read my Bible. You will actually realize, oh my God, I'm accumulating some spiritual knowledge. At the same time, I'm challenging myself to do something different. It really helps to just give yourself a boost and oomph into your spirit. Then the last point is to give yourself a break. Know that you are wonderful. Stop being too harsh on yourself. I am my biggest critique, and it sucks critiquing yourself because you second guess everything you're producing. I do that with even the content I create. Sometimes I'm like, do I really want to put this out? Is it really perfect? Is it good? But then you have to remember, you are wonderfully made by God. And some of these ideas are actually messages from God that you are depriving of people because you are letting yourself be intertwined in the decision of what you're going to put out. You know, you need to pray at each point of your life. Invite God into all the situations in your life, your relationship, your finance, your work life, your social life, your health life, your cooking, even your hairstyle, guys. You can be like, yo, Jesus, which one do I get? You know, because I'll do a whole episode about that. I'll probably invite someone. But when you create those comfortable conversations with God, guys, you will see a different side in your spiritual life. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Yo, it's English, guys. It's English. But anyway, thank you so much for hanging out with me. This was super beautiful. And I feel like I went on a tangent at one point, but I just genuinely felt like this is a message some of my fellow brothers, sisters need to hear in this COVID season. You know, we are just believing God for the best. And yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'll leave you guys with a Bible verse, the closing Bible verse. And it says, it's Isaiah 32 verse 17, and says, the fruit of that righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. Okay? Peace is yours. Claim it. It's yours. Stop making yourself suffer. I love you guys. Until next time, God bless you.